Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network for another edition of Scout and Route, a look at the New England Patriots hosting the Detroit Lions in Foxborough. An interesting matchup, tough performance by the Patriots last week, another tough loss by the Lions. The Scout and Route, we'd like to remind you, is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for researching, quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. So it is the Lions with their offense that's scoring at an alarming rate, a good rate. Good, that's the good. The bad, their defense is giving up points in an alarming rate. It's costing them. I can tell you the Lions have been in every game pretty much they've played this season. They cannot finish. We don't know what New England's starting quarterback situation is going to ultimately be. We know that Detroit's top three playmakers, DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark, who's going to return and play there? At the moment, you think that New England is going to be able to craft enough of a game plan to keep this Lions defense off balance. But is this the game where the Lions defense stacks up? The Patriots are usually good at winning these type of games. The Lions, quite frankly, have not learned how to win. It's time they start. This is a winnable game, but it is on the road. It is against a team that knows how to win. It is a team that can play good situational defense. So we'll see what this Lions offense can do. Get an early lead, explode on a team like they have done a few times this year, and the Lions have a good chance here. But if you have a lead, you've got to be able to hold it. You've got to be able to get off the field on third downs defensively. They've really struggled with that. I've got further thoughts on this game and all the other NFL games and the college games over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check out our football season sale, and you can get the coaching, scouting, film room analysis over there. We're going to head to our Vegas insider for the route to victory. But before we do that, let's look at the Preciser pick for this Patriots versus Lions. Preciser has the Patriots at 54.2% to win this game. These percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days leading up to the game. So make sure that you keep checking them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy, particularly with the Patriots' injuries at quarterback. You want to make sure that you keep up with them. All of their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both casual and seasoned fans together to access data that has been carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal here is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser, again, has the Patriots at 54.2% over the Lions for this game. Up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% success rate. And you can continue to check out their numbers at Preciser.io.
This route to victory is presented by Preciser. I'm Sean Cavanaugh, and this is the route to victory in betting the Lions-Patriots Week 5 matchup. Now, this is an intriguing game, one of the better ones just because it's two kind of middle-of-the-road teams. We've seen some excitement from the Lions. They've been pretty much the most exciting team so far, scoring the most points in the league and allowing the most points in the league. I expect some fireworks here. The Patriots right now are 3.5-point favorites. That line opened late with the quarterback situation a little unsettled in New England. Bailey Zappe has shown he can sling it back in college, you know, setting records in Conference USA when he was a Hilltopper at Western Kentucky. He looked a little bit decent. They kept him in that game against the Packers. Not a lot to put a lot of confidence behind, but nothing terrible. Definitely looked a little bit better than Brian Hoyer did. The total right now is 45.5, and you get the Lions plus 140 on the money line. So you're seeing basically there just 3 points for home field advantage for New England. Two teams that seem pretty even. No trends on the public money right now because the line opened a little bit late. But Detroit's 3-1 against the spread, and more importantly, 4-0 to the over. I expect fireworks in this one. the Lions, Jared Goff has been slinging it all over the field. Their defense has been terrible. Patriots, on the other side, probably going to run the ball. They do that pretty well. They are a run-heavy team, and Detroit is 28th in rush defense. And on the flip side, the Pats are 25th in pass coverage. So basically, what the Lions do well is throw the ball, and the Patriots are bad at covering the pass. What the Patriots do well is run the ball, and the Lions are bad at stopping the run. So I think it's going to be offense, lots of touchdowns. If you look at the prop, the Lions over team total touchdowns, 2.5 plus 130. Definitely take that one. But the pick here is over 45.5. Expect fireworks in this one. The Lions are going to be scoring a lot of points. Jared Goff's going to find his targets out there. Hopefully he gets a couple of them back. But even with their injuries last week, we're still able to perform well. Hawkinson went crazy. Jamal Williams went crazy. I think this Lions offense is going to have success. Maybe you want to take them on the money line. I think they win the game. But more importantly, this game's going over the total, 45.5. And definitely look at the prop with the Lions over 2.5 team total touchdowns. Maybe look at some of the other props too. With the Amon Ross, St. Brown comes back. He's definitely going to be a huge target for Goff in this one with that Pat secondary that has not been great so far. So total 45.5. Take the over in this one. Lions 4-0 to the over so far this season. I think it keeps going. And that's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack, wherever you listen to your podcasts.